أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا بلدا آمنا وارزق أهله من الثمرات من آمن منهم بالله واليوم الآخر قال ومن كفر فأمتعه قليلا ثم اضطره إلى عذاب النار وبئس المصير. In the previous ayats we read where Allah explained that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam together with his son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam built the Kaaba Sharif. And then Allah Ta'ala said with all the details that has come that now call people towards Hajj, give adhan. Ibrahim alayhi salam stood on Maqam Ibrahim and he called out to the people of the world. Allah Ta'ala conveyed that message to all the people of the world that were in the world that time and even to all the arwah that were still to be going to be coming. And whoever said labbaik, and as many times as he said labbaik, he finds his way to the Kaaba and he goes and makes Hajj. Anyway, now when Hajj has become a duty and people will be coming, so then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for the consequences of that as well. So Allah says, wa qala ibrahimu, or jab kaha Ibrahim ne. And remember that time also when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made this dua, rabbi ij'al hadha baladan, ya mere rab banade isko shahr, make this a city. Because if it is not a city, the people of the world will be coming for Hajj. And then their needs have to be fulfilled. And people used to come for Hajj previously for one whole year they used to stay. For 6 months they used to stay. Then it was very common that from Ramzan till Hajj they used to stay. Today, nowadays, it's not. Then it became a month. It became 3 weeks. Now it's 10 days Hajj or so. Just the very basics. But now for all these people who will be coming from around the world, and as we witness that when the restrictions are not there, how many people come? Thousands, millions of people come for Hajj. And so their needs have to be satisfied. And this cannot be satisfied if there is nobody living around the Kaaba. So make it a city, and a city is a place which is inhabited, in which there are people who see to their own needs. And also the original spirit of Hajj was, right at the beginning, that people used to go to the port in Jeddah, to the other places where they entered at the Miqat, and they used to, the people living in Makkah, used to go and receive them as guests, and put them up in their houses. And they should not charge them for anything also. They should say, these are great and honorable people, Hajis who have come. And the Hajis were also of that nature who spend their time, all the time in the ibadat of Allah. They were not that type that were watching TV and that are doing shopping, etc. They were the Hajis were also that type, and the hosts, the agents were also like that. Unfortunately, the whole thing has become commercialized and has become an entertainment of dunya, where the Haji also goes and he goes with his shopping list, what he's going to buy. And he's sitting in his room and watching TV all the time. So the whole scenario has changed. But however it was like that, so, O Allah, make this a city of that nature. And in the city, Amina, Shahir ko Aman ka, and make it a city where there is peace. If there isn't peace, if there is rioting, if there is trouble, fighting, then also how will the Hajj stay there? There has to be peace there also. So, O Allah, make with the Kaaba and the Haram of the Makkah, make it a city also, and make it a city of peace. And further peace, one very important aspect for there to be peace is there must be sustenance, rozi. If people haven't got food, then also people start rioting and people start fighting and people to start doing all the wrong things. So warzuk ahlahu min al-thamarat, or rozi de usko rehne walo ko mewe. And O Allah, give the people who will be living here, give them their rozi also and in abundance. And we see till today that rozi is in abundance in Makkah Sharif. In fact, till today, even if you buy food at a restaurant, for the roti, which is the main staple food, they don't charge you for that. They will charge you for the curry that you buy, etc. But for the roti you buy, there is no charge for that. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's dua, that food is abundance there. Also, a person can go any time of the year, and he will find fruit of all the seasons, all the time, in Makkah Sharif. Because it is imported there from all around the world. It can be whichever, it can be there summer or winter. But all summer and winter fruit also comes there. And in Thamarat fruit, that is also the production of factories, etc. So we find all types of gadgets and things also that are bound there. This is all the du'as of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So he made dua that, oh Allah, make this a city, and for the city make it peaceful also, and for peace let there be abundance of rosy also. And a person in Makkah, in Medina, he can fill his stomach very easily on a very small amount of money. The amount of barakat Allah has given there, the basic things are not at all expensive, and they are freely available to everyone. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam has made this dua. And with this one, very important point to note also is that we all have understood, and we know also from before, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made great, great sacrifices. And his family also, his son Ismail alayhi salam, his wife Hajira, all. And it is a common law that when a person goes through difficulties, then he becomes a great achiever, and he brings about peaceful conditions. And when there are peaceful conditions, that is a bigger test. Because in peaceful conditions, then people fall into luxury, fall into comfort, and then they fall into the disobedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And when that becomes, then difficult conditions come. No more peaceful conditions, now hard conditions come. So this is normally a vicious cycle. That is, when there are difficult conditions, men of great qualities are produced, and they produce conditions of wonderful, very peaceful, comfortable conditions. And when a person finds himself in that comfortable condition of ease and comfort and luxury, then he becomes spoiled. He becomes a slave of luxury and that. And then that produces bad conditions again. The real test is that at times of peace and comfort, and when Allah Ta'ala gives in abundance, at that time a person must be on his guard. And we find the great man of Allah Ta'ala, the Khulafa'i Rashideen, and all the other great men, and Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who was the first and the foremost and the highest ranking in this chain, that in spite of all the peace and comforts which Allah had offered, Allah offered to make the mountains of Makkah into gold for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But he chose to live a life of simplicity. He chose to live a life which was filled with difficulties, with mujahada, with hardships, and then these good conditions were produced. So when a person finds himself in conditions of comfort and ease, instead of going into luxury, in cars, in houses, in gardens, in holidays, in lifestyle, if he still chooses to live a life of mujahada and living down to earth, and with that extra all what Allah had given him, he looks after the needs of other people, then this cycle of goodness will carry on. But if he falls into luxury, then he will produce bad conditions again. And when bad conditions come, then people have difficulties and hardships. So there are great lessons to learn from this, and from the instance of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. In front we read another very important point also, that when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for to Allah Ta'ala, that these good conditions must be only for the righteous and the pious, and what reply Allah gave to that, and we understand from there the system of the working of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with these realities and give us tawfiq to make amal accordingly. Wa akhiru da'wana.